tried to take it from us this time. They really did. They saw Angel City coming up. They saw us 2-1. The refereeing was atrocious. They added on 10 minutes of extra time, but they could not hold us back as Angel City wins 2-1. The most amazing performance of this season. Yes, it is I, Johnson. This is another Crudo after an amazing win against North Carolina Courage. I am joined by a humongous panel of people, and I will let them introduce themselves.
What's up? It's your girl Tiff, aka La Latis, pronouns she, her, and ella.
Marty, he, him.
What's up, everyone? Julio, he, him.
Hey, y'all. Jojo, she, her.
Bryn, she, her.
Cool. Let's get right into it. A really solid performance. There was a few moments that looked a bit shaky here and there, but we ended up coming out with all 3 points. Just how did that feel, y'all? Like, the start of the season has not been the best, so how y'all feeling?
I feel really good. I think they looked good out there. They were attacking. They looked aggressive. They worked together. And the times that we did score, you could see the connection. So I'm feeling really positive about where we're headed for the next couple games.
It felt good. It felt good for sure.
Definitely want to echo that. I think the attacking was there. I think there was some solid saves on the field. I want to give a shout out to Jazzy Spencer for kicking the ball into the atmosphere. I think Didi was on fire. Man, I have been a little harsh, I will say, on Didi, because I want to see Hannah already, but that was really incredible. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to say my nervous system's still regulating right now, because they really did try to take it from us. But I was so excited to see our girls come up, you know? And it was really exciting to see some players get a lot of playing time. Like, I saw Rocky played the whole game. I was really excited about that. Spencer
minutes.
Did amazing. Dee Dee did amazing.
She's never done that.
Alyssa played the whole game. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Jojo, you of all people really felt this one. I feel like this game took days at least, maybe weeks off your life. At the end, you had an emotional support stuffy that you were just clinging to. What does this mean to you that they held on? And it was dicey at the end. North Carolina were just pounding and pounding and pounding. What does it mean to you that they held on like this and they really stood tall?
It means a lot to us. You know, we are there for our team. We say en las buenas y en las malas. But, you know, we needed this win. We needed good news. And this kind of was like a glimmer of hope. Even after all those stressful moments, they really tried to get in there, but our girls held it down. And honestly, that felt amazing. It was stressful. I'm sure a lot of us here felt it. We were yelling. We stopped chanting for a quick second because the stress was too high. We had to like hug each other, hug a stuffy, and just hold on to hope and dear life. But honestly, it was just beautiful that we stood our ground. We stood on business. They locked in, and that was just amazing.
We were able to also keep a lead, which I think in the past we gained a lead and then given it away. So that's a great sign. I will say, Paige Nielsen, especially, this win is for you. We love you. We miss you.
We miss you, Paige.
We love you.
And I know. So I think there was layers of like emotions into this game. One, of course, we want to see the team win. It's not their fault that the front office could be whack and ass a lot of the times. They did great. They do their part. And so I think it's important for the players to feel that love and not feel just as moving pieces, which unfortunately happens in the professional sports business. So it was just, there's so many layers to it, in my opinion, to this win, like a mental layer and just a togetherness of it. So it was really cool to see.
Yeah, and the only thing I wanted to say was that we didn't have a lot of possession in this match. And one thing I was saying is that we have dominated possession so many games and lost. And so it shows that it's not about the dominating possession. It's what you do when you have it. And so Angel City did an excellent job with their possession tonight. And so they really deserve it. And kudos to North Carolina for knocking and knocking. But we came out victorious, and I'm grateful. So
this is the game 2 days off the shocking, to be honest, announcement that Paige Nielsen was traded to Houston for $50,000. And Amandine Henri is traded to Utah for $75,000. To be perfectly honest, most of the supporters, supporter groups, largest supporter fan base were pretty upset, mostly with the Paige Nielsen. It was the Nielsen-Sarah Gordon tandem at center back that was just kind of locking it down. Like, we weren't really getting too many wins, but we weren't getting blown out either. It wasn't a lack of defensive effort. And so to see them just kind of give up on Paige, someone who, you know, really felt like they would run through walls for this team and just absolutely loved being here and we loved them right back, it really hurt. And so we saw today Megan Reed in next to Sarah Gordon. How'd y'all think the overall team did in light of this shakeup and especially the back line?
I think the back line has been something consistently solid for the team. There's a lot of depth, right? It's interesting because it's a mixture of veteran players and some youth sprinkled in. I think, you know, Sarah Gordon, she's playing at an insane level that I just think whoever's next to her right now is going to look pretty good. Not to take away from Megan Reed, she did her thing, but really Gordon is just such a badass leader in the back that she just... I can't find the words to put the amount of work that she's doing for us and how she's leading the team. So shout out to Sarah Gordon, big time.
Yeah, she's definitely captain for a reason, you know? And so it's kind of cool to see her take on that leadership role for the team and kind of like lead the squad into like victories like that. I definitely think that takes place and like the confidence of the team too. You know, she's just a powerhouse. She's a beast, dude. And I think that like it just, it's impossible to not absorb that confidence from her. I mean, she just comes in and, like, even when they were practicing on the field before the game, you could just tell they were, like, focused. So, like, whatever happened in the locker room must have had, like, a huge effect on them because they were in it to, like, win it today. Yeah, for sure.
I think that was definitely evident. And that's that veteran mentality, that veteran leadership, where even though the locker room might have been shook up a little bit, I have no doubt that especially Paige, I'm sure Henri as well, we're leaders in the locker room, and I'm sure the whole squad is going to miss them. And then people like Sarah Gordon, I'm sure Allie Riley and all the other leaders on the squad got everyone together, and it's like, no, we got to focus. We got a game to win. We got to focus. And that was amazing. How amazing, how incredible is Claire Emsley? That first half free kick just beautifully bends it up and around the wall into the top corner, and then a cheeky little chip over the keeper to start the second half. Anyone feel like singing Emsley's praises? Or
I think that first of all, right before she took it, I had this feeling it was gonna go in, and I love that she just kicked it over the wall, because you know you always want them to like be able to make it, and you know they practice this all the time, they talk about this. And for her to execute on that, I think was the exact energy hit that we needed to boost our confidence that we can do this. And so I think Emsley is a great leader on this team as well. I don't know if she's a vocal leader, but I know she's a leader on the field. And so I appreciate her consistency. And I'm looking forward to what they're going to do the more they gel. I think this is only the tip of the iceberg for us. So
me and Andy were saying, you know, Emsley's not the fastest by any means. Probably the hardest working, though, like just never stops. I was sad to see them get subbed out, but they probably had ran their race. They were probably on fumes and just given absolutely everything. And so, you know, no doubt they just left everything out on the field.
Yeah, I definitely think that the team played really amazingly. They did have like a really cohesive vibe going on the field. And with the exception of the last 10 minutes, because the last 10 minutes was just bonkers. But they just look great. They look great, and like that aggression. Like, you know something great is going to happen. We're going to get 3 points when they're playing aggressively. And it's just so good to see them like back in that, because I feel like maybe like the first part of this whole season, they haven't had that aggression. And I think that they need it. I think that our team plays really well with like that aggressive attacking vibe.
Yeah, I don't think we're a squad that's meant to be passive, that's meant to sit back and kind of absorb. When we're on the front foot, we're absolutely at our best, and we're gonna be able to not only attack but defend from the front and all the rest there. And so let's go ahead and wrap it up. Anybody have some last thoughts, last words, anything like that? Julio?
hope that moving forward, the players continue to feel the love that we have for them. They feel supported, and they don't lose love for this team just as much as we don't lose love for this team within all the frustrating decisions that might come from kind of a higher place all the way down. We're still here for the players. We also feel the love from the players, so I just hope they continue to push forward and for us to have a great season, not leave things to the end, right? We're a second half of the season team, but I hope that we could be a full season team this time around. This should bump us up in the stands pretty nicely because I know we're second?
Seventh
place, nice. For sure ahead of North Carolina because I know they were like up there. They were fourth, so yeah, so we're able to, you know, chip away at some distance and do our homework early, so that's good.
Boots is just showing up. You were trying to get some autographs. Can you tell us which players you got autographs from?
I got autographs from, I got Messiah Bright, and I got the,
Alyssa Thompson's little sister?
Yeah.
Giselle Thompson?
Yeah, I got Giselle Thompson, and that's it.
Oh, pretty awesome. All right, y'all, signing off from La Fortaleza. It has been another Crudo. ¡Volemos!
Hey, what's up, y'all? It is Johnson. Right before we started recording tonight's Crudo, Sarah Toussaint, one of the North Carolina Courage investors, came over to La Fortaleza, approached our very own Tiff, aka La Lapis, and was very moved and just wanted to share her gratitude over our support for Palestine. Sarah herself is Palestinian and just expressed how much it means to her, and I'm sure you know, so many others, that we are absolutely ride or die for Palestine and flying the flags and, you know, singing the chants and all the rest. And so we are able to record a little bit of what Sarah and Tiff had to say, and so I hope you enjoy.
We do a post game podcast.
Yeah.
Do you mind telling us a little bit about how you feel with the game?
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
So, hi, I'm Sarah Toussaint, one of the investors of the Courage. I have been so impressed with just the atmosphere, obviously, of this group and Las Poderosas, and obviously I'm disappointed with the loss, but I think the Courage played really hard. There was some really exciting moments. I'm always proud of my team. I'll always root for my team, but I really was excited to be here to meet you guys. And what you do for Palestine and Palestinians is really special and just awesome. Like, you guys make this league better, so I'm really happy to be a part of it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. We've had so much pushback from our league and from our front office, and you're gonna make me cry. and it means the world because sometimes we feel like we're in a silo, you know, and that we're by ourselves. And then, like, it just takes like one word of, like, you know, like, of gratitude or like encouragement, and like, we'll never stop fighting for Palestinian liberation ever. Like, it's until Palestine is free. Like, and
girl,
so,
yes.
And yeah. So, like, you sharing that with us is just, like, in Spanish, it's, like, le da ánimo. Like, it gives us,
también,
it gives us.
También, yeah. Soy boricua y palestina.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, so los dos.
Yeah.
I mean, I,
so, you know.
I get it. The struggle, you know, lands being colonized.
Like,
I get it.
Like, our cultures are very similar because we've experienced settler colonialism in our times, you know. And we've had people that were displaced. And we know what it's like to be out in the diaspora, you know. And so, for us, it's very personal.
Yeah.
Like, we'll never stop fighting for our liberation because your liberation is my liberation. And we're not free until all of us are free. And so, like, it's really important.
Eso,
and, like,
eso.
You know,
yeah.
Like, just thank you so much for being here and
thank
sharing.
Thank you. I saw those flags, and I was like, I gotta make my way. Win or lose, I have to make my way over here and say thank you. Muchas gracias por su apoyo.
You have family here.
Yeah.
You have family here forever. Like, yeah. Anytime you want to roll through, the Fortaleza is your home too. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
Now I feel like we need to do a North Carolina away and bring all of us out there.
That'd be great.
Are you going to host us out there?
Yeah, we totally host you. Have you met the uproar? Any
no.
of the uproar? Also a very welcoming group. All shared values. We love our club teams, right? But there's a greater conversation, there's a greater movement, and I think women's soccer is
one of the pathways to get what we're all looking for, right? Equality, justice,
a dignified life.
Yeah. And I think sports is a way to do that.
Absolutely. It was an amazing experience meeting you, and I really appreciate you, you know, seeing what we're doing and then coming over to, you know, connect and hopefully collaborate at some point. So.
Yeah. No, that'd be really, really cool. I really love getting to meet the supporters. Obviously, the Uproar, there's like family to me, but now I know it feels like I got a second home here, which is really nice.
You're honorary poderosas now.
Gracias. I got my bracelet. Obviously, it would have been better.
I know.
I was like, we could do it. I never give up hope on my team. I love my team. I think it's NWSL. Anything can happen at any moment. But I always am optimistic of this club. But today, you guys got it. You got the win.
You got the win.
And you know what? I probably still would have come had it been the other way around.